Okay. Just become aware of your senses, wherever your body's sitting in the chair or on the cushion. Really become aware of the sense of touch, contact between your skin and the ground, your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Just really relaxing into the sense of touch. Feeling the breath moving your body. Coming into the contact between your body and the ground, your body and your clothes, your skin and the air. Touching, being touched. Paying attention to the sense of sound, hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds in the room and outside the room. Letting hearing combine with touching as you deepen into the experience of the present moment, touching and hearing. Adding the sense of seeing with your eyes closed, what you might see is just a grayness or vague color. Or with inner sight, you may see more vivid, more clear images. But letting seeing come together with hearing and touching. Seeing, hearing, touching. Breathing in, adding the sense of smell. Smelling the smells in the room. Sniffing out the moment. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing and touching. Relaxing into the body, relaxing into the senses. Opening into the experience of the moment. Paying attention to the tongue and the mouth, be aware of the sense of taste. Tasting the moment, tasting experience. Letting tasting come together with smelling, seeing, hearing and touching. Opening into the senses, opening into the experience of just sitting here, opening into the sixth sense of direct knowing, gnosis, of the felt sense. Letting yourself be aware of the movement in and down, and adding the dimension of time, moving backwards. So in and down and back. Letting your attention, as you sink down, move backwards in time. Initially, be aware of coming into the room this afternoon. Be aware of lunchtime and your lunch. Letting yourself receive lunchtime in whatever way it presents itself. Could be memory, could be feeling, could be image, could be thought. Letting your attention move in and down and back. Coming back to the end of the morning. Sitting together for half an hour as I summarize the course. Going back through that half hour, noticing your response, noticing memory, noticing thought and sensation. Stepping back beyond that into the tea break. And back before that into the round of sharing. Going back through the sharing, remembering Ali sharing, Susie, Maria, Sue, Lou, Becky, Fern, Reagan, me. Going back through the sharing round, noticing its effect upon you, noticing memory, thought and sensation. Going back into the meditation, the mound and the ship and the grave of Arthur. Noticing your experience, noticing your memory, noticing thought or feeling or sensation. Remembering the chants, the Awen chant, the Amma, Aima, Amen chant, the E-I-R-O-U chant. Going in and down and back. Arriving here this morning. Saying hello, making a cup of tea. stepping back, making your journey here this morning. Going in and down and back. Getting up this morning. Going back, last night, sleeping, going in and down and back. Going into Friday, moving through Friday evening, moving into Friday in the daytime. Going in and down and back. Moving into Thursday. Receiving Thursday in thought, sensation or memory. Moving in and down and back. Wednesday. Tuesday. Move in and down and back. Monday. Trusting your experience however it presents itself. Sunday. Saturday. Moving in and down and back. Moving back through February. Letting the weeks unfold backwards. Coming back to the February weekend. Noticing your experience. Noticing how it presents itself. As you hold the intention to be with the February weekend. First weekend without Nicholas. Susie not here, Susie moving house. going in and down and back. Letting the weeks move back beyond the February weekend. Moving through January. Coming to the January weekend. Moving in and down and back. Letting the weeks move backwards. Moving back through the whole Christmas season. Moving back through December to the December weekend. Having a meal together, doing the work of the weekend. Trusting how your experience represents itself to you here and now. Going in and down and back. Going into November, traveling back through November, back to the November weekend, passing back into October, into the beginning, remembering the beginning of the course. Going in and down and back. Going back before the beginning of the course, moving back and back in time. Letting the years go backwards. Becoming younger, moving faster and deeper back into time, letting your life move backwards, in and down and back, retracing the river, retracing the path of your life. Stopping nowhere, just following the river, following the movement, back to the place of the beginning. The place where the bards called Penachlin, the head of the lake, the beginning of the lake, the beginning of the journey. Feel the ancient lake of the beginning. Feel this work of creation. The immortal cauldron. And be little Gwion. The single point, the singularity. The small seed that becomes a world. The seed. Point of intention and will, deep in the lake, deep in the heart of the cauldron, deep in the place of beginning. And from that place of beginning, let time reverse itself, moving forward through time. From little Gwion taking on form, taking on shape, taking on size and dimension. Moving through conception, womb, life and birth. Traveling through childhood. Traveling through adolescence. Entering into adulthood. Walking through the path and the river of your life. Being carried by the river of your life along the path. Feeling the intersection of the river of your life with other rivers, other lives. Being affected by them, but following your path, flowing with your river. Going down the years, flowing back into this course, into this room, flowing back into October, November, December. January, February, and now March. Coming into this room, this time, this moment. Receiving your path, receiving your life, receiving your experience, here and now. Trusting how it appears and doesn't appear. Trusting that your journey through the deep place and the Awen that accompanies you and speaks with you. The breath of the Awen that is the accompanying spirit that shows you the movement of your life. Follow the Awen back into this room, into this moment. Now, slowly and gradually, just go into two groups, two groups of four. And we're just going to pursue this following the path. So just find yourself in a group with three other people, either end of the room or something, so you've got a bit of space from each other. Find your way. So we can run this movement from the inside to the outside into a relationship. I know. It's hard. The movement's not easy from the inside to the outside, but just follow it. See who you feel drawn to. And okay. You're going to go over there. Okay. You're going to go over there. Okay. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to hold the time. You're going to have 10 minutes each just to, the other people will be in silence. You're just going to talk for up to 10 minutes, no more than 10 minutes, about your experience so far. And what it could be, whatever's come up in the meditation, or it could be anything else. I'll ring the bell. So, up to 10 minutes, I'll just ring the bell, and the next person will go. And after everybody's gone, then there's time to talk together about whatever, yeah? So get yourself together, decide who's going to go first, and then I'll ring the bell.